Dellingpole, R.I.P. Freeman Dyson, Unperson for Wrong Think on Climate Change. By James Dellingpole on March 3, 2020. Dr. Freeman Dyson, one of the world's greatest theoretical physicists, mathematicians and public intellectuals, has died aged 96, but the mainstream media doesn't want to know. Dyson, though a naturalized American, was born British. Normally, this would have been an excuse for endless eulogies on the BBC, which treats even quite minor scientists with the kind of veneration once reserved for popes, cardinals and saints. Instead, so far as I can ascertain, the BBC has ignored the great man's death completely. What on earth did Dyson do wrong? Well, here's a clue. It's a piece I wrote back in 2015, headlined Top Physicist Freeman Dyson: Obama has picked the wrong side on climate change. The climate models used by alarmist scientists to predict global warming are getting worse, not better. Carbon dioxide does far more good than harm, and President Obama has backed the wrong side in the war on climate change. So says one of the world's greatest theoretical physicists, Dr. Freeman Dyson, pictured above, the British-born, naturalized American citizen who worked at Princeton University as a contemporary of Einstein and has advised the U.S. government on a wide range of scientific and technical issues. Yes, you guessed it. Dyson has been unpersoned for taking the wrong view on climate change. The fact that he was a genius and distinguished professor at Princeton didn't help him, nor did the fact that he had the right politics. He voted Democrat. No, as far as the left liberal MSM is concerned, all his achievements are to be considered null and void just because he didn't parrot the correct green pieties about carbon dioxide. On the contrary, Dyson, who studied the climate system at Oak Ridge National Laboratory 25 years before it became an issue, always maintained the view that CO2 is beneficial, not harmful. In a foreword to a report for the Global Warming Policy Foundation by Indra Gokhlani called Carbon Dioxide, The Good News, Dash as reported here at Breitbart, he wrote, "To any unprejudiced person reading this account, the facts should be obvious, that the non-climatic effects of carbon dioxide as a sustainer of wildlife and crop plants are enormously beneficial, that the possibly harmful climatic effects of carbon dioxide have been greatly exaggerated, and that the benefits clearly outweigh the possible damage. I consider myself an unprejudiced person, and to me these facts are obvious. But the same facts are not obvious to the majority of scientists and politicians who consider carbon dioxide to be evil and dangerous. The people who are supposed to be experts and who claim to understand the science are precisely the people who are blind to the evidence." He likened the climate change issue to some of the other irrational beliefs promoted through history by famous thinkers and adopted by loyal disciples. Sometimes, as in the use of bleeding as a treatment for various diseases, irrational belief did harm to a large number of human victims. George Washington was one of the victims. Other irrational beliefs, such as the phlogiston theory of burning or the Aristotelian cosmology of circular celestial motions, only did harm by delaying the careful examination of nature. In all these cases, we see a community of people happily united in a false belief that brought leaders and followers together. Anyone who questioned the prevailing belief would upset the peace of the community. Freeman Dyson was a giant among pygmies, a true expert on climate science in a world of charlatans. No wonder, during his long life, that the alarmist establishment found him so inconvenient. No surprise that now he's gone, the green blob's useful idiots in the mainstream media are so keen that we should forget him as quickly as possible.